Hi, Melissa. Thank you for joining us. I wanted to begin by having you, talk about really kind of what's new in construction and, what an opportunity this would be for people that, really want to get a good job. Obviously, they certainly are available, and so I wanted to get a chance to speak on that.
And what would be good opportunities? Well, I will say that the construction industry is booming. There's a significant amount of work that is currently underway and in the pipeline for our company at Shook Construction.
All right. If you could talk about, what are the challenges construction companies are facing? They obviously have projects that they want to do, and what is the problem, from there?
I would say the largest struggle that we are currently seeing is staffing, getting people in the trades to, to be available and to know that there's work in the field. It's a great career. And
all right, if people would like to kind of get involved, get into construction and know it's an opportunity, one of the things I was reading is you get, like a much more, diverse workforce, right? A lot of opportunity there.
Yes. So Shook is trying to do some recruiting. We enter in the schools. We enter into the schools. We start talking to students about sixth grade all the way up to seniors in high school. We do a significant amount of recruiting in the colleges as well. I've also been a part of an effort locally in Dayton, working with a program like the Victory Project, which is an inner city organization, largely African American youth. Met with them for about 6 months over the last year, hands-on learning with representatives of our organization. We toured a job site at Welcome Stadium in Dayton. And just recently, this past last month, we took a trip of our equipment center, and we introduced different careers within construction, mechanics, truck drivers, operators, et cetera.
All right. So it sounds like, again, there's a real problem here as far as getting these jobs filled so that, people can get these projects underway. It just sounds like there's also a tremendous opportunity out there. And I imagine these are quite good paying jobs, right? Benefits.
Absolutely. The average somebody would make, let me just choose an electrician. While you're going through your apprenticeship, it's typically apprenticeships range between 4 to 5 years, depending on what trade you choose. You will start about $20, $25-ish an hour, and that is your your net pay, and that does not include your fringe benefits, your pension, health benefits, et cetera. So your benefits package is substantial, and I don't think that people are really know the opportunities that they are presented. So essentially, you could make $100,000+ a year a few years into one of the unions and be set for life, really.
All right. I'm sure for a lot of people. Also, I'm sure it's also kind of for multiple ages, right? I mean, we may be thinking about young people, but somebody could be like late 20s, early 30s. They might not be happy with their financial situation. I mean, obviously never too late to change careers.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you're 18 or if you're 35, it's never too late to make that change. It's a very lucrative and rewarding career to pursue.
All right. And if people would like more information, I'm sure you've got a website and things that they can, learn more about this too. Obviously we'll hear about the Construction Inclusion Week. I mean, lots of ways to find out, which firm you can work for and just kind of what the job's all about.
Yes, absolutely. We are online at shookconstruction.com. It's truly been a very rewarding career for me. I'm not in the trades personally. I'm like middle management, but it has been the absolute best thing I have done. And to be able to drive by something and say, hey, I did that, or I was a part
That's
of
true.
It, or And there's just no greater feeling, you know, to, and it's really kind of a family affair. I drive by places, or my son played a football game at a stadium I built. And,
there you go.
You know, he was really excited, and he's after the game, he goes, "Mom," he goes, "you built this place." And I said, "Well, you know," and he goes, "and I have the turf that's on the field in my bedroom." So it's just, it's really, really exciting. And I love it. I love it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time. We'll do it again sometime.
Wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity. Okay. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Bye now. All right, Melissa, I thank you so much for your time, and certainly say good luck with this.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, Kevin.